أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فذكر فما أنت بنعمة ربك بكاهن ولا مجنون أم يقولون شاعر نتربص به ريب المنون قل تربصوا فإني معكم من المتربصين أم تأمرهم أحلامهم بهذا أم هم قوم طاغون أم يقولون تقوله بل لا يؤمنون فليأتوا بحديث مثله إن كانوا صادقين صدق الله العظيم. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about some of the qualities of the disbelievers, and in that qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made specific mention, فَوَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي خَوْضٍ يَلْعَبُونَ. That those were those people who on the one hand, mukadhibin, they belied Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they did not bring iman in his message, and obviously then they denied Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Alladhina hum fi khawdin yal'abun, that they were merry making, mocking, and in that they began to carry on in their frivolous activities, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to these individuals. Allah says, فَذَكِّرْ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, continue your message, advise them, admonish them. In other words, you will have to continue this message because you are the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many are those commentators of the Qur'an Kareem that say that in this one word, فَذَكِّرْ, in itself, is a testification from Allah, it is an evidence from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِكَاهِنٍ وَلَا مَجْنُونَ. They would allege and they would make allegations against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ Allah forbid that he was a kahin, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a magician, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a fortune teller. Nawana'udhu billah, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was insane, or for that matter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a sha'ir, and that is a poet. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes a conclusive statement, فَمَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِكَاهِنٍ وَلَا مَجْنُونَ. That O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the ni'mat of Allah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, neither are you a kahin, neither are you a fortune teller, wala majnoon, and O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, neither are you insane. Am yaquluna sha'ir? Do they say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you are a sha'ir? Natarabbasu bihi raybal manoon, that now they are waiting. Natarabbasu, they used to say to themselves that we will wait, bihi, with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rayb al-manoon, a time of accidental misfortune. A time of accidental misfortune would refer to the fact that they would speak amongst themselves and they would say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is merely a sha'ir, he is merely a poet, whatever he is speaking, and that is the Quran Sharif, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites is nothing but poetry. And before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many a poet had come and many a poet had gone. Many were born and many had died. So they used to say that leave him, let him die, wa na'udhu billahi, natural death, and there will be nobody else to speak about him. In other words, let us ignore him. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this. قُلْ تَرَبَّصُوا. So say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَرَبَّصُوا. You people also wait in anticipation for that day to come. فَإِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُتَرَبِّصِينَ. So I am also waiting with you. In other words, you also wait for the day of misfortune, and I will also wait for you. But what man does not realize, like how you are going to leave the world, I am also going to leave the world. Like how he is going to leave the world, we are also going to leave the world. And hence, in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a response on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, commanding Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make the statement in amongst the people of Makkah Mukarrama, am ta'muruhum ahlamuhum bihada am hum qawmun tahun. From the above, the descriptions about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is a kahin, he is a fortune teller, and a fortune teller is that person who will be informed by jinnat, napak jinnat, etc. They used to say that he is majnoon, that he is insane, a person that has lost his sanity. They would say he is a sha'ir. So now in response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that do they, am ta'muruhum ahlamuhum, does their intelligence command them bihada to say this? In other words, is it their intelligence that has now been conclusive? Have they applied their mind really to make these statements about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because if they had applied the intelligence, then they would have known that this Quran, this kitab is no word of a fortune teller. This Quran, this kitab can never be the result of a person's insanity. This Quran, this kitab can never be the result of a poet that will be able to say such things. And hence Allah says, Amhum qawmun tahun. The next possibility is that they are people in tughyan. They are people that are insolent. They are people, or are they people who are arrogant? Allah asks the question, and obviously it is rhetorical. That is, it is definite that they are people who have become arrogant with regards to the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Am yaquluna taqawwala. The next allegation that they made against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that this Quran is a fabrication of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So do they say that this is the fabrication of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do they say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fabricated this kitab? Bal la yu'minun. The truth and the obvious thing is that they have never brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, falyatu bihadithin mitli, then tell them, let them bring a hadith, let them bring a speech that is equivalent to this kitab. It is logical, if one human can do it, then another human can do it. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could do it, then they could also do it. So tell them, now let them bring the kitab, a book that is similar to this, in kanu sadiqin, if they are truthful in the claim that this is a fabrication of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala deals with all this, but the most important aspect is the first word of the ayah or the ruku, fadhakir, that despite all this, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will go on with the message, you will go on inviting, you will go on delivering, you will go on with this work of da'wah, calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.